want to kick us all off. How are you, Gladys?
I'm all right, hanging in there. Thanks for having me.
Yep. No problem. I would want to talk about your firsts. So, like, your first run. Yeah, your first race, your first training schedule. Please tell me you were rubbish.
Well, I suppose I'll have to go back to answer that question and talk a little bit about childhood, I suppose, for how I got into running and all that. So, those of you who don't know, you probably can immediately tell from my accent I wasn't born here. So, I was born in Maine in the United States, which is on the East Coast beside Canada. And Maine is, geographically, it's about the size of the island of Ireland, but it's 90% covered with trees. So it's very rural. And my town had 800 people. So think of this as a small town where there's not much to do, right? And sport was very popular in Maine, and basketball was a big sport. So high school basketball was like the biggest thing in the state. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There are no professional sports teams in Maine. The entire state takes a week off in February to play high school basketball tournaments and stuff. So as a kid growing up, you always wanted to be like the best basketball player for your high school. So I suppose from a young age, I got interested in sport through watching the high school basketball, both boys and girls and so forth. And quite a few people at my high school who were basketball players had started this thing of joining the cross country team as a way to get in shape for basketball. And they would do this in high school. So in Maine, high school, secondary school doesn't start till you're about 14 or something like this. So I had started like being a bit of a neurotic child, this would probably be a theme that will come through, and practicing basketball literally like 5 or 6 hours a day when I was like 12 years old or something, which I realize is not normal, but to me, you know, I would read sports biographies of basketball players and stuff, and this is the way they all got good, by kind of excessive practice. I thought, oh, I'll do that. I'm a 12-year-old, and you know, by the time I'm 18, I'll get a scholarship and I'll play college basketball and all that, right?
But you were very good.
For the state of Maine, I was good, I suppose.
You hold a record, am I correct?
We won't worry too much about the basketball. So when I was still in primary school, although you know you're a bit older in primary school in America because you don't go to high school till you're 14. My next door neighbors, there's a family of like 5 kids, and 2 of the older kids. In addition to these people I saw running cross country to get in shape for basketball, these 2 neighbors started running, and they were pretty good at it. You know, they were finishing high in the local races and stuff. And I used to go along to watch the cross country meets to see my neighbors. So the high school cross country coach was kind of like, here's this kid who we've seen play basketball at primary school. She looks like she's fairly fit. I'll ask if the high school athletic director will let her train with the team, and as an 8th grader, so that's your final year of primary school before going to high school, train with us and run a few races, and then she'll be ready for high school. Because see, so small at primary school, you didn't have running clubs. You know, you had basketball and you had baseball and softball, and that was it. So I was allowed then as a, I suppose you're 12 or 13, as an 8th grader, to basically, in effect, join the high school cross-country team. So this really only happened a couple weeks before the high school cross-country season starts in, like, September, something like this. So, like, a week or two before, I knew I was going to run this 3-mile race, which seemed really far, you know. my dad went out in the truck, and he measured a 1/2 mile up the road from our house, right, on the gauge in the car. So I thought, I'll try to run a 1/2 mile up and back and do that 3 times and see how I get on. The first time, I couldn't do it all without stopping the first time. Yay. But I tried it a few times after that, and then I went to cross-country train and was able to run with the high school kids and did my first race, within a couple weeks, just a normal high school meet at Washington Academy. And I mean, I won't lie about it. Immediately, I was good because obviously there is a big genetic component to endurance running. You know, I mean, you can't deny that. There's a very much a hard work component, but there's also a genetic component. So there was that factor, but also there.